UNC Charlotte athletic director Judy Rose knows what you're thinking, and no, she's not crazy.
Quite honestly, I've had a few athletic directors that are friends of mine across the country said, what are you doing? What are you thinking? Do you know how good you've had it? But if you would ask them if they would really go back, if they were serious about it, and say, can I imagine my university where I am right now and my athletic program, our athletic program, without the sport of football? None of them would say, let's do away with it.
It's hoped that football will transform this former commuter school into a so-called big-time university. UNC Charlotte is already there in some ways. The school will likely top 30,000 students in a few years. Charlotte has taken a bullet train to get that big, and some say it may have missed a few stops along the way. There's no law school or medical school. In fact, the city of Charlotte is the largest metropolitan area in the country without a medical school. And despite its size and modern, picturesque campus, UNC Charlotte also doesn't get a lot of attention. And that, according to Chancellor Philip Dubois, is where football comes in.
You know, it's not the physics department's fault that they're not on ESPN, but the reality is that they just don't get that kind of attention. We could be talking about our mission statement, and we wouldn't get one television camera.
Dubois says he was reluctant to pursue football at first, but the chance to keep students on campus on the weekends and draw alumni and the community in persuaded him. He seemed much more into the spirit back in April when the school broke ground on a football stadium.
Are you ready for some football?
The answer, if you're history professor David Goldfield, is a resounding no.
I hate to be a curmudgeon about this, but there are lots of positives with the football program on the campus of UNC Charlotte, but my concern is the economic cost of such a program.
Goldfield isn't your average curmudgeon. He was UNC Charlotte's athletics faculty representative to the NCAA for 17 years and has season basketball tickets. But he says spending $45 million on a stadium and another $6 million or so a year on football is too much. And Goldfield is especially bothered by how UNC Charlotte is paying for football, with a $350 increase in annual student fees.
For our students, many of them work. Many of them come from families where they're the first generation going to college and are really struggling to make ends meet, particularly in this economy. Basically, we're trying to build a football program on the backs of our students.
Maybe now would be the time to cut to a campus protest or hear from a disgruntled student outraged that his or her hard-earned money is going to pay for something like football. But student support for the fee increase is nearly universal. Amanda Markham is a senior from APEX and the student body vice president.
It's something that I've been advocating for since I first got here at UNC Charlotte. And I really saw it take shape in student government. That's kind of where it started. Then transferred onto the students, and there was really a grassroots movement.
In 2008, an online survey sponsored by the student government showed overwhelming student support for raising fees to build the stadium and football program. Markham says starting football will give Charlotte students some ammunition in the spirit wars with friends at Carolina and State. And it will also let her generation have a chance to shape the school's future.
We're a relatively young institution, so this gives us an opportunity that a lot of other schools don't have to really be able to choose who we are and our own traditions and what we want to be.
Markham says she'll be on campus early on that first game day, August 31st, 2013. She looks forward to tailgating, cheering on the 49ers, and hopefully winning. What she won't see is a marching band. UNC Charlotte doesn't have one of those yet. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.